Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Thanks for joining the show today. Today we are going to go over one of my favorite sets, sets called the Minecraft sets. They are based off of the video game that's really popular with a lot of kids, younger kids. I got kids, they always love them. And it's a Lego set that's been introduced. The theme has been introduced quite some time ago, and these are really hot sellers with Lego. I wanted to go into all the numbers and the trends and the data and everything that that will help you to make your Lego investing need. You all know that I am a numbers geek and trends and data and spreadsheets, all that other stuff. But real quick, if you want to get this actual sheet right here, if you can go to brickflips.com/ROI, it's right up there. See, it's right up there somewhere. Just go there and I'll be able to send you out this sheet. And what this is, just it helps you to determine some of the ROI on everything. Also, it's got a nice sales tax calculator, and it also has a VIP points calculator as well. So that's really, it'll help you out if you're going to do some things before you make a decision. Really, I wanted to just go over a few different sets, but before we go right into the sets, I want to show you guys just some actual good data and why these make good sets in here. So one of the things that you can look at is the Google Trends, and what the Google Trends is that it kind of measures, you know, when people are searching for things on Google. So it's a really good indicator if something's really hot. So I put in the Lego Minecraft keyword in there, and as you can see, it's got some really good peaks and valleys in here. But overall, it's been a pretty steady set. All these peaks that you see in here are usually around the holiday time, which is really good if you're selling this during quarter four, which is, you know, October to December, usually the holiday season. So that's where you see kind of the peaks in here. And as you can see, it's pretty popular in a lot of different countries. So it's not just the United States that you can see the popularity. And so if we really dive into the keyword data and for just Lego Minecraft, look at this keyword volume. Over the global volume, it's 547,000 searches per month, which is ridiculous. I mean, that is a really astounding number of, you know, a lot of the sets I look at, and they have some good volume, but the Minecraft theme is really, really popular around the world. It has a good trend in the United States, 68,000 per month, just for the United States. Now, these other words down here and all these are just some other variations of different words in here, but the main one that you really want to focus on is 68,000 if you're selling in the United States or whichever country you're in. That's how many times people are searching for it. Now, this is obviously different than if it's in, what you would buy on the marketplaces. So this is not indicative of what you get it on Amazon or eBay, but I still want to give you that particular video just to show you how popular this particular set is. So this is the numbers actually for Amazon. So this is the global volume is 97,000. So people are actually actively on Amazon searching for it around the world 97,000 times a month. Now that doesn't include, you know, some peak months, obviously around the holiday season, but the United States, it's got about 31,000 per month. So it's an average of that particular set for that. Also on eBay, if you guys are selling on eBay, you will notice this is just a trend data that's based off of some sales data that eBay does provide everybody. This is for an entire year. So as you can see, it is quite popular, and it shows the average selling price of different sets. The average selling sold price is about $37.82, and it just shows you basically the sales the total sold, as well as the average price. And I mean, it's very active. I mean, if you look at other search terms, you won't see it as, you know, for some other things that are not as popular, you can kind of get an idea of what the difference is for that. But I really wanted to show you guys all those things, because the trends and what people are searching for, it just shows you how popular a particular set is. Something that you should really do when you kind of want to know what to invest in. Let's get right into the different sets that we have. So the first set we're going to look at is the End Portal. It is set number 21124. The release date was March of 2006. It did retire in December of 2017. So I'm sorry, it said March of 2016, and it retired in December of 2017. Retail price was $59.99. So the current price that it's selling for right now, if you were to go on Amazon at the time of this filming this, is $229.95. Now, these were available for quite some... I think you can get them for around 41, maybe. I think that was maybe even less than that, 39 looks like. Maybe you got another deal somewhere else on a different marketplace. But we'll just say for our sakes, we'll say 39, because I saw that one come up in there. So when you look at the Keepa chart in here, now if you guys don't know Keepa, there's a trading I did up above that shows you basically what Keepa is. But Keepa is based off of Amazon. And look at this line right here. I mean, this is really going up. It's very steady. And it still has a lot of sales in here. So even as the price gets, you know, higher, I mean, this is a good number of sales for this particular set being at this price. I mean, it's doing really well. When you first get these sets, you know, you want them to really kind of go at a, you want to be able to set your return on investment at a certain, whatever, you know, percentage that you want. But this would definitely meet my needs in the earliest shot. I try to get at least over 100% in the first year, as far as return on investment, maybe a little bit more. And this really did that at that time for it. So this is a really good set. I mean, this at right now, you're getting a 361% return on investment, you know, as far as what you can get for this particular set if you bought it then. And I didn't change the fees in here, but so the fees will be a little bit lower. But just so you guys get an idea of what you want to look for when you're looking for these sets. And, you know, this obviously is past set, so not every set is going to be like this. So just be aware of that. But this is really something that you want to look at for each theme that you do. And if you're really heavily invested and you want to look at some of these things, because you also want to look at the popularity of it. And, you know, if you're choosing between a couple of different sets, and knowing all that information is really helpful, as well as also doing some projections of like the different numbers. So seeing what you want to get to a return on investment by a certain date. And I really would stick with that when you're starting to invest, because that will kind of show you what to look for and finding a good set, and to know if it's good to just get rid of a set, because sometimes you just kind of let it go and just sell it off. The other times you can see if it meets a certain thing, then you can let it go for another year or two. That's a really good set, you know, as far as, you know, the popularity of it. I'm not a big huge Minecraft fan, but I know that some of these terms or these sets that are in here are pretty popular in the actual game itself. Maybe if you're a Minecraft fan, just drop me a comment below. Let me know how this is. So the next one we're going to look at is the Nether Railway. It is set number 21130, and it is retailing for $29.99. It was released in February of 2017, and it had a retirement date of December 2018. So maybe you got this set at 17. So if you would get this thing at 17 and you were to sell it today, you would get a 464% return on investment. Now, that's pretty good. I mean, for 3 years after it's retired, that's a really good return on investment. And the great thing about this set, too, is that this is a smaller box. It's, you know, maybe this big, I believe, because I still have a bunch of these. I got to get rid of a couple of them. I sold some of them off earlier, but I always keep a bunch of sets afterwards, you know, just to let it grow a little bit more. And this one did really well. This is a really good return on investment. And looking at the Keepa chart on this one, and here we go. This is the same chart I like to see. Now, it's kind of had some dips and everything in here. It goes up and down, you know, because sellers come in. They might come in and, you know, drop their price a little bit. They're a little too eager to get rid of it, but it's gone right back up. It snapped right up again. So this is really something you want to see when you're looking at a Keepa chart, and just, you know, as far as, you know, checking out all the data and everything of past sets. This is just really good. You know, it did have a dip in here. It looks like in January of this year, it kind of went down a little bit. But, you know, like I said, it's probably not that much in there as far as, you know, what what that particular set word is going for. It's just one of those things, you know. I mean, this is a, if you bought this for $17, and I mean, look at this. I mean, you're making $79 off this thing. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's crazy. The next set that we're going to look at is the Chicken Coop, which is set number 21140. It was released in January of 2018 and it retired recently, last year, on December of 2020. Had a retail value of $19.99. And if you got this at $11 and you were to sell it today, you're going to get 181% ROI. That's really good for the time period since it was, it hasn't even been, let me see. So this one retired last year. So it hasn't been a year. So maybe, you know, so what is it? At the time of this, it's October. So that's 10 months and you're already at 181%. My standards really for a lot of sets is I want to be at about 125% after a year, maybe a little bit less, a little bit more. You know, I'm not really too stickler on that. But if it's anything less than 100% ROI, you know, I just really kind of take a look at it and see if it's something I want to continue holding or just get rid of right away, because I like to have some cash flow if for sets, you know, that are going to do a lot better. But this set, I mean, is just really good. And this is another small set, a small box. So if you have, you know, these are really small. This is really what you want to see in here. I mean, this doesn't get any better. You know, it's gone up quite a bit. As soon as retired, too, it went up really high. I mean, that's almost triple the price of what you can probably get it at 11. And it's just held on to that pretty steadily. Probably going to go up a little bit more around quarter four of this year. I don't know. Maybe this will go up to 45. You know, I'm not really sure how many sellers are in there. It's about 79. So overall, I mean, you guys are getting the idea of these Minecraft sets. Now, one of the things I love about Minecraft, and when I also do a little bit different than some of the other sets as I do, is I'll pick up a lot of sets at the beginning of the year, and then I'll actually sell them off in the same year. Normally, I'm holding a lot of things for 2 to 3 years, but in the Minecraft world, I just go a little bit more heavy on some of the sets, at least in my portfolio, and I take a little bit less, you know, as far as the time that it would do, but the return on investment on these does really well. And I hold off, I don't sell everything off. You know, I will sell a big portion of it off and then I still keep some for later on for the value. But this is one of the themes that I like to sell off because I get a higher return on investment during quarter four. So it's something that I do personally for my portfolio, and maybe it's something that you can do. Some of the other sets that are with this theme that, you know, that I like for this year, as you can see, is the Creeper Mine. And it's been on a couple of my lists. If you look at some of my other older videos as well, I love this thing. It's just the piece count and everything for it and the price per piece. You know, if you can get it less than 79, if you didn't get it less than 79, but this is going to be retiring supposedly by the end of this year. And as you can see, you know, all these sellers are coming in. These are all the amount of sellers coming in October, and they're just prepping up for quarter four, which I wouldn't be selling this right now. This is something I would hold on to for quite some time. Maybe next year, I think this would be a little bit more prime for selling during quarter four. But it is a good set. It's still available on Amazon, as you can see up here. So you can take a look at the link below if you want to support the channel and grab it on there as well. So I like that set. You know, the other set that I like, I love anything with pirates in it. And that, because Lego Pirates is a big search term as well. And I'll probably do another show. I'll probably do another episode on pirates. But for now, I mean, the pirate ship is really good. I mean, it's a little bit smaller version. There's actually a bunch of different pirate ships out there with Lego, as you guys might know. But there's one from Minecraft that does really well. It's a little bit less costly than some of the bigger sets. And I think this is going to do really well when this does retire. I can see this definitely getting over $100 eventually, probably shortly after it retires. So this is definitely one I'd pick up. I did get a lot of these on clearance at one point. I was looking for these, and I did pick up some as well, just, you know, I think 20% off. So anything that you can do to get your hands on this one is really good for at least, you know, at the time of the filming of this video. All right, and the last one is the Dragon, is the End Battle. It's set number 21151. And I've talked to this one before with dragons. I mean, I just love that, you know, that has a really good search volume. And Minecraft, you add it in there, there's always something in there. But even Lego does a lot of stuff. The some of the other dragon stuff that they have out there. So it's really popular for as far as the search term. And, you know, as you know, this comes up for Lego Minecraft. I mean, right there, just somebody type in Lego Minecraft, this is going to show up there. So this is a really good one to get your hands on too as well, if you haven't already done so. That's really what I have for, you know, for as far as looking at some of the data of the Minecraft sets. You know, think about, you know, this is one of those things. It's good if you hold on to them long term, but this also might be good for a little cash flow as well, and that will help you to kind of maybe invest in some of the other sets that take a little bit longer to get to the price point that you want it at, the return that you really want it to at that point. This will kind of help that if you're getting this stuff, you know, just before quarter four, and you're able to, you know, kind of time when things go out of stock and things. I mean, these really sell very well. I've actually sold some sets that are current. They're not even retired, but I took a flyer on them at the, you know, the beginning of the quarter four, and I waited till they went out of stock on Amazon. I was able to flip them really quick. So, I mean, I even had some sets that I bought, like, you know, a few weeks before I sold them. I've even bought some sets the next day and they were sold, depending on how out of stock and everything is. And you never know what the way things are lately as far as in stock and everything with all the stuff that's going on with the supply chain. So it's something, this particular theme is really something to look for as far as a good value to get. Well, hope you guys found this helpful. If you could subscribe to this channel, and also just take a look at our website, brickflips.com, and also check out our podcast. If you guys aren't aware, we have a podcast, and you can check that out at brickflips.com/podcast. Well, I'll see you guys on the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.